Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, you caught me doing a little bit of last-second preparation here. Sometimes that happens. The Holy Spirit whispers something in my ear at the last minute, and I have to find it here on the internet real quick and shoot it to our webmaster. And that's what I'm in the process of doing right now. God bless y'all. Bear with me a second here. Yes, sirree. Had a great weekend. Going to talk a little bit about that. Let me put that right there. Shoot that. That didn't look good. Do this right. Go back here. Do that. There we go. Send it. Had a great weekend. And an amazing thing happened. I was in Maine, state of. What was that? How many hours up in that car? Let's see. I drove 6.5 to there. And about 14 hours one way. Luckily, I shared the ride with Mike Heath and Wilkes-Barre. And then drove the rest of the way up into above north of Portland, Maine. And then spent just about 24 hours up there, even less than that, maybe. I don't know how many it was. Maybe 30. We left at 3 a.m. coming home. And I drove back down to Wilkes-Barre where I jumped in my car and I headed east and drove really fast. This is the amazing technology, folks. I'm letting the cat out of the bag here, all right? Let the cat out of the bag. I'm driving down the road in my car, driving the speed with the flow of the traffic about just under 80. That's what most people are driving. I set my cruise control. I didn't pass a lot of people. I was on the freeway. You just go, right? You just point your car and go. Because of technology, I was able to drive down the road watching on the TV screen in my car on my phone, the Ohio State football game. As I drive down the road, I can watch the football game. What is going on in America? It's amazing. So it made my ride a little bit easier first half of the ride coming home because I'm watching the game. Last half of the ride was easy. Had an amazing thing happen. I think I told you that. I just thank God so much. Coming home from Maine, about 4:30 in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, we had a flat tire in our rental car. Now, when I rented the car on, what day would that? Took off early Friday morning. My wife, when I went out to get in the car, she said, "Honey, the tire's low." I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "Well, the gauge says the tire's low." I said, what the big deal? I jumped in the car and drove all the way. And more, I got out to pick up Mike in Wilkes-Barre. Mike noticed it, says, "Man, this the back tire's a little bit low. Down to 17 pounds. So we pulled over and put some air in it. And through the course of the weekend, we put air in it about three different times. Last time on the way home, about 4:15, we're out in Massachusetts somewhere. And we stopped and we put some air in it because we stopped to go to the bathroom, get some gas, put some air in it. And off we go down the road. And Mike's watching the gauge. He says, "Ooh-ooh." We start saying that. So what? Uh-oh, our tire's gone flat. So what do you mean our tire's gone flat? Yeah, uh-oh, our tire's gone flat. And boom, our tire went flat. So there we are, and sitting along the freeway in Massachusetts with a flat tire. We call AAA. We call budget rental. Call everybody we can. Long story short, they came. The tow truck guy came. He plugged the tire for us. We didn't have to get towed anywhere. But the whole time I was sitting there, I've said this. Mike will be my witness. God is so gracious to give us a flat tire right there in the middle of the city. In where were we, Mike? Worcester, Mass. Somewhere along in there, right in the middle of civilization. He gave us a flat tire. No, he didn't give us a flat. God doesn't give flat tires, but he allowed the flat tire to happen right there. And I was thinking about that all the way home. When I drove up through those mountains all the way home from New York and across Pennsylvania, out in the middle of nothing, there ain't nothing but trees, anywhere out there. If I'd had a flat tire out there, how about this? There isn't even what do they call it? A spare tire. There isn't even a spare tire in the car. You pay $20,000, you don't even get a spare tire. They give you this little thing. You take this kit out, and it's got some of that fix-a-flat and a little pump, and you're supposed to pump the fix-a-flat into the tire and blow it up so you can get to the next gas station. That's the tire that we had. If I'd had that flat tire out in the middle of wherever in Pennsylvania, I still wouldn't be home. They wouldn't even know that I'm there. So thank God. Thank God for flat tires in good places. So what a trip we had. We had a wonderful trip. And Coach, you want to change subjects right now? No, I don't want to change subjects right now. Yeah, I do. Hey, Jared, Connor, click on Unordained. Had a wonderful, wonderful trip. Wonderful trip to Maine, to Sky High, another big, we won't even get into that. But I met with some real warriors, our real warrior buddies up in Maine. They're not a large group. We're going to get a huddle. Well, they already have their own huddle going up there with Sarge, Kevin Bush, and all of them. But at the end of the evening, there were about 15 or 16 of us, most of them watching from watch the Coach Dave live show. Scotty Davis, some 31-year-old guy, shows up, young guy, says, "Can I come?" He comes to the little huddle that we had, and it's amazing. Amazing. They're out there everywhere, my friends, out there everywhere. But I want to show off these guys. Click on that real quick for me, Connor. Let's just go across. Let me get to my screen so I can see it here. I want you to see Richard Pelletier. Folks, I ordained these guys on Friday night. Richard Pelletier. You say, what? I've known these guys as good warriors up there in the state of Maine. Go back to the first one, if you would, please. And it's one of the things we do here at Pass the Salt Ministries. You say, what? How do you ordain people? Well, ordination is nothing more than acknowledgement of the call of God upon someone's life. We do the ordination process here at Pass the Salt Ministries because we believe Richard Pelletier, who's on the screen right now, is called of God to go into highways and the byways. When he gets ordained, we give him a little certificate and we give him a little identification card that he can go visit the prisons, he can go visit the jails, that this little card acknowledges from our standpoint that this young man, this man here, is a servant of Almighty God. And the ordination process, in my mind, see, God ordains people. God, not the Methodist Church, not the Presbyterians, God ordains. God calls and ordains. God does. God does. Richard's already serving the Lord. He's already doing it. So we laid our hands on him and we acknowledged the call that's already upon his life. And Richard Pelletier left there. Nothing changed about him. Serving the Lord, an ordained minister. I have personal experience with my little business, my little ordination card. A friend was in the jail, and I wanted to go down and visit him, and I couldn't go during regular business hours. Couldn't go then, so I called down there and said called to the sheriff's office. Said, "Hey, I have a friend in jail, and I'm an ordained minister, and I'd love to come down and see him, but I can't come down during regular visiting hours." And the lady on the phone said, "Well, sir, if you're an ordained minister, you can come anytime. There are no restrictions on ordained ministers." Jack McCarthy, we're going to turn old Jack loose. Jack's been fighting a good fight, loving the Lord, standing up for America, standing up for what's right. He is already a minister. Now he's an ordained minister. Jack's going to get his card, and he's going to, not a thing's going to change about him other than in the eyes of the government, he has an ordination. You with me, folks? You understand what's going on here? Next one. There's old Jack. Spend some time with Jack. Some wisdom in that guy. This is Gary. We ordained Gary. Gary has been serving the Lord for whoever knows how many years. And Harold and Richard and Kevin Bush, he says Gary Holcomb needs to be ordained. Gary got ordained on Friday night as well. The next one. I want to save him last. Save him last. No, there should be another one. There's got to be more. They're on my screen. You forgot my old buddy Harold right in the middle. Harold's right there in the middle on the email I sent you. I don't want Harold getting mad at me that we didn't show his ugly mug. These are all warriors. Do you see him there, Jared? They got to be there because it's the email I sent you and it's on mine. Get Harold in here. All right, 30 seconds. Harold, we got to wait for us. I hope Harold's watching right now. These dear men, these dear godly men fighting the fight against injustice in the state of Maine. God bless them. God bless that we can raise up men like this who will go into the battle, unashamedly into the battle. There were others that were there. There were others. But Harold, God bless old Harold. He's got stories to tell. You spend some time with Harold, and you can tell by his picture that you're going to be a smile on your face because there's always one on his. He's serious as a horse. Horse is serious. Now, there he is, Reverend Harold Pelletier. It's my honor to lay my hands on you, Harold. God bless you, man. God bless Harold Pelletier. And then the last one, now you can pull that old guy up there, is old Norm. Old Norm. 84 years old, old Norm. What a story to sit around and talk with him. And I'm not going to, he is the visionary behind the Sky High in Maine. And it was some of the most valuable time I ever spent in my life, was spending time with this 84-year-old saint. Learned a lot from him. And you know what? I got to lay my hands on him and ordain him. Been serving the Lord for 50 years. And he asked me to ordain him. Wow, I got to get rid of my belly in that picture. My belt's too tight. Maybe that's what it is. My belt's too tight. Amen. Hey, so there it is. It was a great trip. Great trip to Maine. I'm glad I did. Yes, I missed the trip to Branson. Branson would have been a great trip. But before hey, Coach, I get to, yes, go ahead.
Coach, do I have to get collars for these guys?
Yeah, I'm going to send them. I'll send them collars. Look at that. Jane and Steve, God bless you guys, man. Paul Mador, his wife. What a crew we had. And it was only, like I said, 16 of us. But, man, these are your frontline warriors, man. I'm so glad I went. I'm so glad that I went. And these are salt of the earth, folks. These are salt of the earth Christians. These are the guys who are getting it done. These guys are part of a prayer group. Remember standing out in front of Sky High when they all came in the morning? I know. Maybe Polly or Mike, somebody took these pictures. I'm so glad I went. Look at that. Hey, folks, there's our deck. There's the deck we're going to stand on at our Sky High. They're overlooking it. And a lot of great stuff that happened there. Okay, we can cut the pictures now. A lot of good ones. There's one. We're just eating food. Can I tell you this? Are you guys ready for this? I got to go there. One gone two. See the man sitting there in the striped shirt? His name is Guy. Guy. You know what Guy did? This is what Norm, the old visionary, the 84-year-old visionary, told me the story about Norm, that guy sitting right there. That guy, their Sky High started in Maine out of a group much like us, I would suppose. Norm's what he calls the old Norm's what he calls a charismatic Catholic. And they had a fellowship that came together. Now that they said, we need some place to meet. And one thing led to another. And they bought Sky High, bought the property. And Guy with the striped shirt. Can you go back there, Connor, please? Guy did the most unbelievable thing. Make that a little bit bigger. 30 years ago, he was a young man. Guy took a year off. Listen to me. He took a year off. And he went down and he oversaw the building of this tremendous four-story building there in, I don't even know what town it is. I want to say Bath, Maine, but I know it's not Bath. And they had a bevy of volunteers that came every weekend. It took them 15 months to build this unbelievable. I don't want to do that, by the way. I don't want to build some big monstrosity like that. But I think we need to acknowledge what it was that Guy did. Unbelievable. I said, how'd you survive? He said, all people gave us food. They took care of us. He said, it was a wonderful experience. And there he's sitting there eating food in a room that he built, in a place that he built. And I just encourage my heart so much. Hey, by the way, I'm not asking anybody to take a year off and build it, okay? If you would see how big this building was, you would understand. He took a year off. He and his wife took a year off. And he said he would come in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They would have it mapped out. He'd come in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. He'd get all the supplies. He'd get all the drywall, all the nails, everything that they would need. And then on the weekend, 45 volunteers came in. And they did this for 8 months, sustained. And he said he just walked along and coached everybody and watched what they did. And boom, this thing popped up. It's a great thing.
18,000 square feet. 18,000
square feet. 18,000 square feet. Listen, please understand. I'm not trying to make anybody feel guilty. I'm not anything. I just want you to know that it was. I could have gone to Branson. And for me, this was did more for my soul than Branson could have ever done. I'm reading today from Robert Klaus's book, Finders Keepers, Finders of Truth, Keepers of the Faith. I didn't do it on Friday, Robert, because I didn't take it with me to Maine. But I promised you I was going to do it, and I'm going to do it. So today, September 16th, out of Robert's book, because if I read these every day, you won't need to go buy one. Today, September 16th, here's what it says. I know it's boring to read. Sit still a minute. Many pastors criticize me for taking the gospel so seriously. But do they really think that on Judgment Day, Christ will chastise me saying, Leonard, you took me way too seriously? That's a quote from Leonard Ravenhill. Here's what Robert Klaus writes, September 16th, True Spirituality. Many have been stumbled by churchianity and Christians chasing of after treasures at the end of the rainbow. Even the best life now, prosperity gospel and progressive Christianity, pastoral pastries and milk, ear-tickling sermonettes and skits, self-help, psychology and entertainment. They're getting old, folks, Robert writes. Their names, name it and claim it, promises have failed. Their pop theology and self-centered spirituality and powerless religion hasn't delivered. All are contaminated with religion, traditions, marketed church growth practices, sinner-friendly, cheap grace, a worthless and workless faith, and gaiety which offers its victims nothing but perversion, emptiness, hopelessness, false dreams, and spiritual poverty. I'm reading from Robert's book, September 16th. But those willing to drink from God's living well, partake of his truth, the living manna, and his fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and fear the God of heaven. That's right, buddy. Fear the God of heaven. Rather than drink from broken cisterns that cannot hold water and listen to deceptive whispers of the God of this world, they will experience the abundant life in the kingdom of God and enjoy the unfathomable riches of Christ and will inherit unfailing treasures of heaven. They will experience peace in this world that surpasses understanding and perseverance and joy that overcomes all obstacles. Amen, Robert. There it is, baby. You can find it on Amazon. Robert Klaus. Cool. Okay, I've run my chops here for about 19 minutes already. Anybody want to jump? I got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Anybody want to jump in here real quick? Hey, listen, don't send me emails. Don't send me emails about how I shouldn't be ordaining people. Don't send me any emails, okay? Listen, you better understand this as well. We all need to be learned and trained up and understand to be able to rightly divide the word of God. We all need to be able to do that. And Jesus said to go ye into the highways, into the byways, and to compel men to come to Christ. That's what Jesus told us to do, or Paul, I don't know which one it was. That's what we're supposed to do. And you don't need an ordination. You don't need a degree from some cemetery in order to be able to do that. Do not write me about ordination. Thank you. Somebody come on in. Nobody here today?
Yeah, Coach, you're right. We have been given spiritual gifts, the authority of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the full armor of God, God's great precious promises, to go out and do the work that He will do also in greater works than these, because I go to the Father to send the Holy Spirit to you. The same glory God gave the Son, He's given to us. We just need to go out there and do it and not just talk about it.
So Robert, you would agree with me that you don't need to be an ordained minister to go visit somebody in jail, right?
I agree. We've been ordained. We've been commissioned.
We are ordained, right?
That's true.
We are ordained. And so what does the ordination card do? You go to the sheriff, say, I'd like to see him. They say, oh, come on in. Come on in. Now, if you choose to leave the church, it opens many doors, man. Because, see, a lot of you are squirming right now. Oh, you're squirming.
It opens men's doors. It doesn't open God doors. It opens men doors.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God's door is already open. Men are blocking it.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it's all about. That's what it's about. Oh, man. Anybody else? Anybody else? Because I'm going to go somewhere today. Okay. Hey, Connor. Click on 98.9. Folks, we spoke about this the other day. And I'm becoming more and more dead serious about this. As I traveled to Maine, I thought, you know, I went to Maine and I ran into Jack and Harold Pelletier and Richard. I ran into those saints that are up there. Bob Roy, guys, Bob, I wish you could have made it. Bob's dealing with some health issues in his family, and Bob couldn't make it. Bob should have been there and be able to be ordained as well. And thank you, Joseph. We'll make that happen. And just those godly saints up there fighting the fight right where they live. Oh, my goodness. And I realized more than ever that our message that we have, folks, we are being blocked. There are gatekeepers blocking our message. Now, I know God can open doors, and I know God can close doors, but we're all smart enough to understand, aren't we, that doors open for the, dare I say it, doors open for the politically correct pastors, those who won't say the hard thing, those who will say things that tickle people's ears. Doors open for them. And I remember the reason I started this show right here is because about four years ago, I tried to buy radio time on Salem Radio in Columbus, Ohio, a radio station I used to be on 15 years ago. They have an FM one as well. And I tried to buy time on that. And you know what? They wouldn't sell me time. Oh, they'll sell the local chiropractor time. They'll sell the local health food guy time. They'll sell the local real estate guy time. They won't sell time to coach. Not going to survive. Well, I can't sell it. That guy's crazy. Can't sell time to coach, right? So that same radio station, you have it up there for you. Folks, this is important. Please help me here. Please. And it's not about self-aggrandizement. It's not about any of that. It's about the same radio station that I used to be on. We need to expand our stakes. We need to expand what we do. This on our local radio station, and by the way, every, I believe, one of these radio stations that they call it the Answer here in Columbus. They're a Cultural Warrior of the Year. They want you to nominate a Cultural Warrior of the Year. Now, here's what's going to happen. They're going to nominate Christian, are you ready? Talkers of the Year. Oh, boy, we love Sean Hannity. He talks about it. Boy, we love Mike Gallagher. He talks about the war. Oh, we love Rush Limbaugh. Well, he doesn't market himself as Christian. Oh, we love John MacArthur. He talks about the war. See, a cultural warrior is one who goes out and does it. Goes out and does it. So why is it so important that I try to do this? Because, folks, we and what we do, we need to be able to infiltrate into cold, dead, faithless Christianity. We need to invade into that. And if we get invaded into that, if Coach Dave were one of the top six cultural warriors of the year. People are going to scratch their head and they're going to say, wow, who's that? Where do I hear about that? And then they hear about us. Then they hear about Equal Justice Tour. Then they hear about Mark Harrington and Created Equal. And we begin to open the doors for others. Now, will they play fair? Are they going to play fair? And if we get the most votes, are they going to let us be one of those cultural warriors? I don't know. I don't know. But we've got to get our voice out there rather than these feel-good, false shepherds. Somebody say amen. I'm going to wait a minute. I'm going to say amen. I'm waiting for you to say it.
Amen, cousin.
Amen.
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 Amen. So here's where it starts. Go here and nominate me. You're nominating us. Nominate us. Get your children to nominate us. Get the people in your prayer group to nominate us. Get people that you know on Facebook to nominate us. It's very, very simple. You click on it. It asks your name, your email, and who you're nominating. And you don't have to worry about what you put in. Why did you nominate Coach? Just say, I'm nominating because he is a cultural warrior. That's all you got to say. Come on, man. Come on, be a doer of the word. Now, does anybody think this is arrogant?
Hey, for those that aren't on the queue, the website is 989theanswer.com. 989theanswer.com.
989theanswer.com. Let's get that into the chat there, Jared. Folks, this is a national competition. But I believe that we could get thousands of people who would nominate us, and then they're going to have to deal with it. What are they going to say? What are they going to say? My local Salem station that won't even sell me time. We're going to keep pushing this all week. We're going to keep doing this. Anybody have a comment on that? Say, oh, Coach, you're just trying to get media attention. I am. I am trying to get media attention. You're right. Why? So we can expand what it is we're trying to do. And why can't we expand it? There are gatekeepers that won't let the message go forth. Gatekeepers. Gatekeepers at Salem Media. Gatekeepers at Fox News. Gatekeepers in your local church. All right. Somebody come on in here. Save me. Don't have to. That's all right. That's all right. I don't need saves. God bless Matt. God bless Matt. God bless Matt. Go to EqualJusticeTour.com. EqualJusticeTour.com, Connor. Matt went and spent the weekend in Branson, Missouri at the Steve Quayle Conference where there were like 3,000 people there. And I was scheduled to go, but at the last minute, I knew I was supposed to be in Maine, and I made the right decision. Thank you. Do we have that picture there, Polly? Or where can we find the picture of Matt? That's what I want people to see. Or is it just in an email someplace, Jared? You would know where it would be.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
While we're waiting on that, I just did a study on ordained. There's 21 times in the New Testament, 14 different Greek words were translated as ordained. Once it appeared without a word to translate it from. Only one word was three times translated as ordained, and that's a word that literally means a hand preacher.
Say it again, Larry. What kind of preacher?
A hand reacher. Somebody who reaches out for it.
Hand reacher.
Hand reacher. That's the three times the hand reacher word was translated as ordained. The other times that it was used more than once, it means to put down or place. Another one means to arrange, and another one means to arrange thoroughly. And I haven't gone to the definitions of the ones that were only used once yet. But that ordained thing is not a super special, holy, thing that a lot of churches try to make it out to be.
It's simply that's right, God, Larry.
God putting you in a position to do what he wants you to do.
Amen. It's man's acknowledgement of the call of God upon a man's life. There's Matt. Matt spent his time and effort and energy and went to Branson, Missouri for the Quail Conference. He wore his Locker Up Now shirt. That's a little different than one we have, I think. And he handed out all kinds of business cards. And God bless Matt for doing that on his own time. We thought about going out there. And, you know, 2 years ago, last year, we had a crew of guys who went out there. And I've been asking people to do so many things. I couldn't ask him to come back. Anyway, I don't apologize for it. I just thank God for Matt going out there and representing us. Cool? Thank you, Matt. Round of applause. Tip of the hat to Matt for doing that. Appreciate it. Cool. Got some exciting things for you. I was going to go through the schedule. Let's do that real quick. Let's go to the schedule real quick there, Connor, because there are some things I don't want to miss here. I think that are important coming up. I'm going to add a couple more to you. Wow. Excited. Hey, listen, folks. Already, Larry, we've already had $1,082 come in for you. Folks, please help us raise in the neighborhood of $5,500 for Larry. That's it. Come on, man. Come on. That's 50 of you giving 100. That's 100 of you giving 50. Larry's house has been saved, but let's take that burden off of him. Just go to Coach Dave Live. There's a link right on there where you can give to Larry. Don't hit the donate button and see if it doesn't show up for Larry or where that is. I don't go to my website much. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm not always up to date on what's going on the website. I apologize. There it is. Support Larry Richardson. Support it. Just click on that. Hey, folks, you know, after the show's over, I go to the website and see how many people donated. Pathetic. Pathetic. Most of that 1,008, I got to tell you, Larry, most of that 1,082 was one offering. One person gave 1,000. So out of this whole crew, the rest of you gave $82 to Larry. Hope you never need any help. Yeah, I said it. I hope you never need any help. Dale Socia said he spent $500 on Thursday. Thank you, Dale. Mailed a check to him. Thank you, Dale. God bless you guys. Come on, man. Let's help this guy out. He ain't heavy. He's our brother. We don't all have to do it. We can all throw 50 bucks in there, make a difference for him. God bless you, Larry. We're in your corner. What was I looking for?
By the end of the week, that should all be paid off.
It should all be paid. Should be paid off tomorrow. Should be paid off tomorrow.
Well, the mail's kind of slow, so by the end of the week, I'm giving the mailman a chance to catch up. By the end of the week, it should be paid off. Everybody should be paying something.
I plan on everything that actually physically gets to me that day making a payment to stop the excessive.
Larry. Amen, brother. Hey, coming up this weekend, I can't come. I have a wedding. My buddy Norm's son's getting married. That wedding's been planned for like forever. Coach Norm, those of you who know Coach Norm, can you believe this? Has to miss the most important football game of the season to go to his son's rehearsal dinner on Friday the 20th. We'll be there. Mike Blake is doing an Ohio Salt and Light Brigade Assembly at Buckeye Lake. There it is. This Saturday coming up. Come and join him. It's all on. I'm not going to go down there and read it. All the contacts are there. And really, this is just for Central Ohio people. If somebody else wants to drive from a distance, you're welcome to. But that's not what it's for. It's potluck. It's potluck. Oh, my goodness. Mike, did I ever send you a check for that? I'll check. Then Chad's having one. Chad's having a brigade meeting coming up the 27th of next week. Salt and Light Brigade at Chad's. Come and support Chad. Will you please? Will you come and help him get that thing up and running? You know what goes on at Chad's brigades. 27th. 28th, we got that Faith and Freedom Conference in Pennsylvania. That's why I can't come, Chad. I'm going to be at John Diamond's event, Faith and Freedom Conference. And then October 10th, we're having a Mayberry Huddle in North Carolina. Andy Griffith, Gomer. October 10th through the 12th. Polly says we already got in the neighborhood of, I think she said, 25 already coming. We'd love for you all to be coming down there. It's a great fellowship. That's for those of you who've been driving all over the country. We're going to come to you. And that's going on October 10th. October 10th. And what else is on there, Connor? Bobby Lee's having a Salt and Light Brigade Assembly. Yeah. October 18th, there it is, October 18th and 19th. Come and join us in PA. Come on, come on, come on. Next one down there, Connor. The Rimfire Conference in Montana. I already heard from a couple of folks out there. They're excited, man. That's near me. They said, we'll be there. We'll be there. 100 tickets. We'd like to sell 100 tickets to that. $99 a ticket. It's going to be good. Then we got a boot camp here with Coach in Ohio. I haven't really talked much about that. We're bringing in Jamie Waldron. Going to do a boot camp there. So there's our schedule. But I got a couple more things that you can pencil in right now. Just found this out. Hey, Connor, click on Westerville, where it says Westerville. Folks, how about this one? How about this? Right in the home of J.R. Right in J.R.'s hometown, the next Democratic debate is going to be in Westerville, Ohio, October 15th. I'm gone. Equal Justice Tour is going to Westerville, Ohio. They're saying it may be one night, it may be two nights. I went to school, Otterbein College. That's my alma mater. I'm going to be there. Mark Harrington's going to be there. And any of you who would like to join us, you're welcome to come. And we're going to expose the Democratic Party and their killing of the babies. We're going to expose Hillary. We're going to have us a grand old time. So if you're anywhere close, you come and join us. It's not on the schedule yet. Westerville, Ohio. Westerville. Right down the road. Right where JR lives. Right in his backyard. We're going to be there. Cool. Come and join us. I'll get this up on the calendar as well. Then preaching in Mount Airy. Put this up here. This excites my heart too. This makes my heart beat fast because Mount Airy, that's where we're going to go for the Gomer Pyle thing down with Mike and Polly. Look at this. How about this? Mount Airy News. Man accused of demonstrating unlawfully. This just happened. This is, what to say? What date is that on there? July 22nd. That's not that long ago. What happened? Two men have been charged with demonstrating in downtown Mount Airy without a permit. So now you need a permit to be out on the streets and preach the gospel. That's what they did. They were identified as James Roger Newmiller and Franklin LeVard Long Jr. of Mount Pleasant. They were out. The police added Monday that it was unusual for anyone to be charged. I bet it is, with conducting a demonstration without a permit, which is a misdemeanor violation. Now look at this, folks. You know what the First Amendment of the Constitution says, right? Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion, nor prohibit the free exercise of the right people to free the press, nor the right of the people to peaceably assemble, petition the government for a redress of grievances. You have a right. You don't have to put it up there, Connor. That's all right. They're here's what they're doing, friends. They know there's a big thing coming in when we're going to be down there, the 10th and 11th. Franklin Graham's going to be in town. There's a big festival going on there in town. And they know that some of us are going to come. And what are they setting us up for? Connor, can you put that article back up there, please? What are they setting us up for? Down at the bottom. Look at this. Look at this, folks. Listen. It says, typically, go up a little bit more, Connor. Typically, someone wanting to hold such a gathering obtains a permit at the police station. A gathering? It's two men! It's two men out on the street preaching! Typically, two men, a gathering has to pertain a permit. So you need a permit to speak. Now, the process includes specifying the time, place, purpose, and other details. Rules governing demonstrations are included with those for marches and parades in the Mount Airy Code of Ordinances. So in other words, if God tells me to go into all the world and preach the gospel, I've got to get Mount Airy's permission to be able to do it. Now watch this. Here's what it says in the article. No such parade. This is the code. No such parade. What such parade? They didn't have a parade. No such parade. March. They didn't have a march. Demonstration. They didn't have a demonstration. Oh, or similar function. shall be conducted on any public street or sidewalk within the city limits. No parade, nothing, man, without the sponsoring organization or person in charge having first applied and having received from the chief police a written parade permit, the ordinance states. So in other words, for me to preach the gospel, I got to get the fire. I got to get the sheriff's permission to be able to do that. Well, boys, guess who's going to be preaching on the street in Mount Airy? Huh? Bring it on, baby. Bring it on. We'll build sky high. We'll build sky high. Hey, does anybody think that's wrong for me to say that? Are we going to let this kind of crap go on? Two men want to come out and street preach. They arrest them.
Hey, Coach, let's have a lineup, and I will push my way to the front of that line as close as I can get.
Absolutely.
The first one, the next one steps up and starts taking that person's place, and then the one behind them, and let's see how many paddy wagons they have in Mount Airy.
Amen, Larry. Arrest records state that when officers encountered the two men who did not have a permit to conduct a demonstration, they were asked to leave and go get one. Go get a permit. You cannot talk about God without a permit. That's where we're heading there, folks. That's where we're heading. Hey, some good news. Some good news. Am I doing okay here this morning? Haven't really got into the word, although, boy, I got something I want to share with you. This is just too good a news for everybody to see. Hey, Connor, click on 28 agents. Did y'all see this, folks? Sure you didn't. Media isn't going to let you know this. Sean Hannity, Sarah Carter, John Solomon. God bless Sarah Carter. You don't hear anything about this kind of stuff, though, do you? Did you know this, that they now have 28 FBI agents with knowledge of the Clinton scandal who want to testify? Huh? Randy, you did it. You're the one that did it, Randy. You laid your hand on that threshold, and you took that area of protection around her. And now 28 agents with knowledge of the Clinton scandal asked to testify against the Deep State. Go ahead and play that.
Praise God.
Randy was just waiting.
Ball here, something the media can't do. All right, we have more breaking news tonight. Her brand new column, her brand new report, investigative reporter, Fox News contributor Sarah Carter. Sarah, let's get into yours. And it's very clear. It's, you know, this is a big story also. And you're also corroborating and confirming a lot of John's story.
Absolutely. I mean, I think what we see before the FBI actually opened its official investigation, it was a counterintelligence investigation, which means they were gathering as much information as possible from everywhere. And they could. They actually, and I'm not talking about just the Bureau, I'm talking about other intelligence agencies, foreign intelligence, the Great Britain, Germany, Estonia, Poland. Now, we're a member of the Five Eyes, and that doesn't include Germany, Estonia,
and Poland. Explain the Five Eyes.
Okay, that's Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the United States, and Great Britain. And we share information with one another. That means if we have information that's pertinent to the U.S., we share it. Remember with Alexander Downer, the ambassador who shared the information with the United States on his conversation with Papadopoulos.
By the way, we got to remind people, Downer donated $25 million to the Clinton Foundation, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And John... And remember, before the FBI interviewed him, the State Department had to get involved. That would mean John Kerry knows about this, too. And that goes back to John's report. It goes to the White House. Now it goes also to the Secretary of State's office.
Well, we have to ask ourselves, Sean, what information are we trading back and forth? And this also would mean that Brennan, who was head of the CIA, DNI Clapper, you know, Director of National Intelligence, would be well aware of this, because this is a counterintelligence investigation involving something very specific, involving the Trump campaign members. And that's very important. That doesn't mean that this would just be at a lower level. This would be at a higher level, a principal level, which means that Brennan was very well aware of what was going on. And what I'd like to know is, did the British share the information with us first on some of these players, or did we ask for specific information?
But this is important.
How was the exchange?
Yep. And this is important because all these foreign players are involved. The timeline is way off than the story, that the narrative that they've been saying. That means people have been lying dramatically here. And then we got an IG report coming out, and I'm told as many as 28 people that have knowledge of the Clinton email server scandal, 28 of them, FBI people, want to be subpoenaed so they can tell the story about corruption at the highest levels of the Bureau that they love.
Absolutely. There's a lot of FBI agents that want to come out and speak. A lot of them are current agents, which makes it very difficult for them. So they need to be subpoenaed. So these are things that Congress needs to act on. Congress needs to do so that they can come out and tell their stories.
Unbelievable reporting. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. Randy, you did it. It's your fault, Randy. You went out there, man. You laid your hand on that thing. You opened that threshold. Boys, it's coming down. I saw yesterday. Don't get hope. Don't get hope up, right? They're going to indict McCabe, they said. Going to indict McCabe. And those who are on the inside said that McCabe's going to sing like a songbird. He's not going to go down of his own accord. He doesn't want to go. He doesn't want to go sit in jail for 15 years with guys. Be an FBI agent. Go sit in there with Buster or Brutus or somebody. No. Hey, I know this. When the ship starts to go down, the rats begin to run off the ship. It'll be interesting to watch what's going on. Somebody come in here. No, nobody coming in. Not much to say. I get it. Okay, Lord, where do you want me to go here? Okay, do that. Hey, Jared, shoot up that picture of Antifa for me. Shoot it up. And Jared, if you could get last week's weekly word ready. Remember, I warned you last week, folks. Yeah, I don't know if you've understand this or not. This is an army. This is an army. Psalm 2. I hate to continue to stuck on Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage? There they are. Why do the heathen rage? But by the way, when's the last pro-life rally that you went to where people covered their faces? You know when that was? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine the vain thing? The kings of this earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed. That's, folks, this is coming. I was reading an article today that saying the exact same thing that we've been saying here. Win or lose for Donald Trump, this is going to become real. It's going to become real right where you live. We better get prepared and get ready for it. It's coming for sure. So I want to piggyback on top of that. I don't think I read my column last weekend. I just feel urged to do that. Jared or Connor, if you can shoot that thing up there for me, last week's weekly word, because it has to do exactly with this. It has to do with the deep. Did I read that? Have I already read that? Does anybody remember if I did last week? Because I don't want to do it again if I have. Is anybody home out there today? 50 people in the queue and nobody's saying anything.
Coach?
Yes.
Coach?
Yes.
Was that about the red, white hat and black hat?
No.
Okay.
No. No, that was a couple weeks ago.
All right.
Let me pull it up here and see if you guys remember. It's on our website, Connor. You should be able to go right to CoachDaveLive.com and click. It should be right there, a weekly word.
Sorry, Coach, can't talk right now. I've been busy ramming, cleaning my guns that we were shooting this weekend.
Oh, man. You better get it. We better get them, buddy. We better get them.
Yeah. We better
get them cleaned up and ready because this. Look at this right here. This is an army. Remember when Obama said that? His own civilian army. We needed one just as strong, just as powerful, just as well-funded. They've been building it, my friends.
God's army needs to grow.
Well, that's why I go back and tie together. My nomination is Culture Warrior of the Year because we have the ability to pull this thing together.
Absolutely.
Is it not there, Jared? Are we not going to be able to find it? I thought we could have gone right to the website and popped that thing. So somebody come in while we're waiting on. There it is. That's not it. That's April 25th. I want, it doesn't matter. It must not be, I guess we're not supposed to do it. It doesn't matter. Okay, listen.
That radio station link is real simple, Coach. It worked real quick. Went right to it, filled out the stuff, and clicked on it, and it was gone. So only takes about 15, 20 seconds, folks.
That's right. It's very, very easy to pull that off News with Views. Take it down. It doesn't matter now. Take it down. I only got 10 minutes left. It doesn't matter.
Can we nominate you more than once?
Can you put the link in there?
You can certainly. Can we put the link in? Yes. You can nominate me. Your wife can nominate me. You can nominate me for you and your wife.
I got the link.
It's already done.
Yeah, I don't know how many it's going to take. And the interesting thing that we're going to see is what do they do if I get a bunch of them?
If I can do it once, I'll do it more than once.
Put it on your Facebook page. Share it with others. Please go here and nominate those. Please go do it. Get them to do it. Get them to do it. Important. Yes, come on in. I'm losing my momentum here. Come on. Is that you, Polly? Who was that?
Hi, Coach. I just put my comments for your nomination in the chat if people want ideas.
Okay, Polly, just read it too, of course, Polly, because not everybody's in the chat, okay? So for those that are listening, what did you put in? When you went on there, you had to put your name, your email address, some very simple information, and then it asks you, why do you want to nominate him? What did you do?
Right. But Coach is not only talking about the culture war, he's actually going to the streets and doing something. He started the Equal Justice Tour, and I put the website there. Facebook.com Equal Justice Tour and Past Assault Ministries. He trains and leads men to the streets. He's raising up the next generation of leaders in the Christian world to take on evil and shine the light. And then they ask for your website, your phone number, and your email.
It's so easy. By the way, they're not going to all read the reasons why. Okay, so don't worry about a good job, Polly, but don't worry about why. God bless you, but you don't have to write some flowery thing about what we're doing. Just say, he takes the gospel to the street. Boom, that's the only reason. He's a cultural warrior. Boom, that's all. This is so simple and so easy to do. And we ought to begin right now to rocket up there, because what is Salem Communication going to say when their cultural warrior of the year wants to get on their radio station? What are they going to say? They're going to say, oh, well, we can't do that. Pastors in town don't like you. You make the pastors in town wet their pants. Is that what they're going to say? What? That's where I am with it. I've lost my momentum here on my show it's okay. Somebody come on in here. Help me finish up this next 7-8 minutes.
Coach, I put down that you're already a general in the culture war.
There you go. Simple stuff, man. Folks, you're nominating us. You understand that? You're nominating Equal Justice.
Absolutely.
You're nominating the huddles. You're nominating Assault and Light Brigade. You're nominating us. You're helping us get traction. Cool.
Hey, by the way, I just downloaded the ordinances about gatherings and all that in the city of town of Mount Airy, and I will have some copies printed up so that we will all be able to have them with us, so we have to know exactly where we stand.
Hey, Polly or Mike, I don't know if Mike's in there. One of you, just explain to us real quickly, Polly. Take 3 or 4 minutes to talk about what's going on in Mount Airy. Why Mount Airy? Why now? What has called us all there now?
I think they're testing to see if people are going to react. There used to be a man who stood on the streets of Mount Airy and preached loudly all day, every day. And finally, the business owners got tired of it. And one of the local businesses started playing music from their store really loud to drown out the preacher. Well, the cops made the business turn their music down, and they continued to let the preacher preach. Now that's changing. Maybe they're getting some pressure from the powers that be behind the scenes. I don't know.
Why are we coming to Mount Airy now? What's going on in Mount Airy now? Why are we going there, Polly?
Well, we're going to Hickory first, and that's the Franklin Graham tour that week. He's going to be
Franklin Graham is going to be in town on the 10th, right, Polly?
He's going to be in Hickory, North Carolina. Then he's going to be in Charlotte on Saturday that weekend.
And we're going to go there. What are we going to do when we go there, Polly?
Well, I'm hoping we'll have Hillary t-shirts, Hillary signs, and making people aware of the Equal Justice Tour. That's an Equal Justice Tour stop.
Okay.
And we hope
those people should be on our team, except they're jellyfish and they don't know they should be on our team. So hand out cards to them, right, Polly?
Yes, Thursday night. And then we're having a huddle the next day. We're going to meet with our group in the morning. You're going to do some training of how to get to the streets, the newbies. And then we're going to go to the streets all afternoon. 10,000 people show up.
Oh, you left that part out. There are 10,000 people going to be in Mount Airy that weekend. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Autumn Leaves Festival.
Oh, big festival. So we can go out there if the police let us, and we can hand out equal justice tours, and we can wear our cross hats and our Indict Hillary shirts and stand out there and whistle, hand out to people and let them explain to them why equal justice is so important and why we have to take it. We can, there's going to be 10,000 people there waiting on us to come and hand out cards. Is that what it is, Polly?
Yes, plus the 10,000 that already live here. We'll have 10,000 more people showing up in town that weekend.
Oh, that's the ticket. Okay, folks, see what's going on here? Why it would be good for you to come. We're going to do a huddle there. We're going to be out on the streets. We're going to have a good time. We're going to eat and get fat together. We're going to fellowship together. We're going to pray together. We're going to study the Bible together. And at the same time, we're going to be able to take the gospel to the streets into a town that we now know don't want us. They don't want it. This is, help me out here, this is the heart of the Bible Belt, isn't it, Polly?
It's called the buckle of the Bible Belt, Mount Airy.
And they don't want the gospel coming forth there, folks. Well, we're going to. I'm gone. Michelle's gone. Hope to meet some of you there. Be a good one to put on your schedule. Make it happen here. It's coming up in, well, we got about a month, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks before that happens. Cool. A couple minutes, 4 minutes left here. Somebody help me wind this thing down or wind it up, one or the other.
Speak saw now, a great T-shirt. Oh, I'm sorry, Coach. I saw a great T-shirt at the gun range this past weekend, and on the back of it, it says, "I have neither the time nor the crayons for your nonsense."
Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Can I say he's with us?
He's with us, buddy. He's with us. I want to finish up with this scripture real quick, Connor. I'm going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow. Go to Malachi. Go to Malachi 4. Oh, man. Hey, Connor, stop it. I don't have enough time to do it. I'll save it for tomorrow. Save it for tomorrow. Anybody else? Come on in here. Help me get out of this predicament I'm in here. Where everybody's looking at me, and I'm.
I'll chime in for just a minute. I did not read your letter from last week on my radio show this past week. I actually read the letter that Elizabeth Johnson had penned about suicide, and that megachurch preacher out there that had done that. And I spoke about the upcoming movie, The Reliant, on my radio show. But not that I didn't love my coach, but. You know, I had to throw some Elizabeth Johnson and Dr. Johnson in there. So,
no, it's all good, man. It's all good. And again, get out there and see that movie. Find out where it is near you and go see it. Bless you, Kevin. Thanks. Anybody else? I'm going to wrap it up, man. Listen, I got 10 more things I want to talk about, but I can't do it in 2 minutes. I'm not going to get my blood pressure up and get rolling in something to have to be able to finish it out. I want to read this. And those of you who are last day folks, this is the book of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. When God is through speaking in Malachi, he doesn't speak again for 400 years. I want you to look at this. Malachi chapter 4. You don't have to pull it up. I'm just going to read it to you very quickly here. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with its statutes and its judgments. And listen, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great, great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come smite the earth with a curse. We got some work to do, boys and girls, fathers and sons, fathers and families. I'm going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks for being with us. Hey, 989theanswer.com. Go nominate us. Let's put them in a bind and see what they're going to do about it. Bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.